Hey there, welcome to the Productivity Show, a podcast where we believe that you can get the important things done without having to sacrifice your health, family, and things that matter to you. My name is Tan. I'm the founder and CEO of Asian Efficiency, and today I'm joined by my co-host, Brooks Duncan. How are you today, Brooks?
I'm great, but I bet people didn't expect to be hearing from us again so soon since we just released a podcast yesterday.
I know, this is a bonus episode, so we thought, hey, we have something new and exciting to share, so why not throw an extra episode in there? Because who doesn't love more TPS content, right? So, yes, we talked about GTD recently and how to adapt to it, but we're back for another episode because we've been working on something for quite some time now. And one of the things we want to help you with is, you know, how do you know when you've reach mastery of productivity? This is actually a question that we struggled with, and for the longest time we couldn't answer it until really this year. And so we want to start diving deeper into like our new philosophy on productivity, our own methodology moving forward, and lots of good stuff that we haven't talked about before. So this is going to be content that is kind of being released in the air for the first time, and that's why we wanted to do this bonus episode here today. So before we start diving in, Brooks, we have our top three as always. So would you mind walking through what those are?
Yeah, since we're going to be talking about a lot of productivity stuff today, I thought I'd do the top three more about your kind of like leisure time and personal time. But these are things that I've been really finding helpful. So number one is global. So spelled G-L-O-B-L-E. We don't recommend games very often on the Productivity Show, but this one is actually really fun, and it kind of protects your productivity because you can only play it once per day and it doesn't take very long. I think it's inspired by Wordle, which I've actually never played, but I know people like. Basically, what global is you have to guess a country. So it shows you a globe and you have to guess a country, and by the color, it shows you how close you are. And I play it pretty much every day. We play it with my kids. We have competitions to see who can get it the fastest. And if you think you know your geography, this is a very humbling game because it turns out there's lots of countries I've never even heard of, or turns out I have no idea where they were really. So yeah, it's a fun game, global. That's number one. Number two is a website and an app called Just Watch. And what this does is it solves a kind of modern problem, which is it helps you figure out where and if you can stream something, and it can localize to your country. So for example, I'm in Canada. It's very different, the streaming, than in the United States. So if there's like a TV show you're looking for and a movie that you maybe hear about and you're thinking, hey, where can I actually watch this thing amongst the 500,000 streaming services there are now, Just Watch will tell you exactly if it's available on a streaming service, or maybe if you can rent it, or if it's just not available online at all. So it really saves you from having to hunt through all these different systems. And number three is a device. It's called the Chamberlain MyQ Smart Garage Control. So if you're somebody who has like a fancy new garage door opener, then probably you don't need this. You may not. But if you're like me and have an older one, what this does, it's a device that will plug into your garage door controller and allow you to open and close your garage door with a smartphone or an Apple Watch. It'll also alert you when it's been left open, which turns out when you have kids is very handy. And yeah, I like it. My kids now can get in and out of the garage with their bikes just using their phone or their Apple Watch. And it's made a really big difference for us. So this is a pretty inexpensive device, but it really makes your home a smart home. It's really great. So those are the top three resources.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll have links to everything here in the show notes. So don't worry if you miss something, just swipe or look at your app here where you're listening. You'll see the links all there. And speaking of links, before we start diving in here, I want to give a special heads up because we are doing a live Q&A call on Thursday, June 2nd, where Brooks and myself will be live on the interwebs. And we're going to be answering your questions around productivity, but also we're going to be talking about the latest trends and updates, what's going on in our space. So if you want to come on live, answer or ask us questions where we can answer them live, or you want to pre-submit them, you can all do that now. So this is a fun way of like taking kind of like our podcast format a little bit, but also answer questions that you might have on, you know, which to-do list is popular, or what's happening in our space, or if you have a specific challenge that you have going on right now, like we're there to help you. So if you want to join us, go to theproductivityshow.com/25x. Again, that is theproductivityshow.com/25x. And you'll be able to register there, and we'll see you on Thursday, June 2nd. So we hope to see you there. All right, Brooks, let's start diving into our content here today. So, you know, on the previous episode, we talked about GTD and how it's a great system, and both you and I have started it many years ago. And we start using this when we first started off learning about productivity. However, as Asian efficiency has grown over the years, one of the things that people have told us that they kind of like about the way we approach productivity and how we do things is that we're not so much a system or an app or tool specific, right? It's not like we have like one course specifically about how this is how you maximize your life using Evernote or something like that. We're very holistic and focused on the practical side of things, not so much on the theory. And so we've always taken kind of like an approach of, hey, it's great to read the books and learn about all sorts of stuff. And that's something we do as well. But at the end of the day, what really matters is, did you do it or not, right? Did you do the darn thing? Or one of our life masterclasses used to be called that way, because it's not about having more information necessarily, but it's all about actually doing the stuff. Like if you're dealing with procrastination, that's, you know, that's not that great, obviously. And there's a lot of things we can address that. But at the end of the day, what matters is, did you do the thing? And whether you use a productivity system or not, that's really a secondary point. Because if you're, you know, in a job or in a specific role, what your boss or manager really cares about is, did you actually do it? You know, they don't care about if you know GTD or not, or if you learned this particular system or whatever it takes to be at the finish line. That's what all that matters at the end of the day. And so since we're not tool or app specific, we've always taken kind of like what Bruce Lee would call a Jeet Kune Do approach. We take the best of everything, kind of put something together and then present it to you so that you can use it in your own way. And so that's all been great, and that's something we've been doing for so many years. However, one of the things that we've kind of realized is where it falls short is that there's no like good starting point for a lot of people. So to give an example, for a very first course, if you were here with us in, I want to say 2012, we released a course back then called Better Sleep. And this is a very specific approach in the sense that we're trying to solve one problem, right? And typically when you start a business, people always talk about, oh, try to solve a problem, like ideally a big problem that a lot of people have so that you can take your business off the ground. And so we thought, okay, yeah, back then, learn about productivity just yet. You would think that sleep would be like a thing that people would know about. Turns out people actually didn't know that sleep was a bad thing. People were just kind of like, this is, you know, back then when the messaging was, you know, hustle, grind, work for, you know, 10, 12 hours a day, sleep is for the dead, right? And we already recognized early on, actually, it's the opposite. And that's one of the reasons why we released Better Sleep. And so it's great because it's very specific. And that's when we also created other courses around email, for example, right? So Escape Your Email is about helping people manage their email in 30 minutes a day or less. Or if you need help with digital organization, we would have EOS or Easy Organization System. And so a lot of these things are very specific, which is good. But what if you come to us and you say, hey, Dan, or hey, Brooks, I just want to be more productive. Where should I start? And then whenever I would have that question, I would never have a really good answer, because I would always then dive deeper and say, oh, what are you dealing with? Is email taking up too much of your time? Is it procrastination? Is it like lack of sleep, right? And so we didn't have like a great resource to point people to. And so I kind of realized like, oh, that's kind of like where the approach of ours kind of falls apart. And so before I continue, do you want to add any commentary to that, Brooks?
No, I think it's absolutely right. You know, you think about the resources that we've built over the years, like Finisher's Fastlane, for example, we've contributed different specific things. It is great for solving specific problems, but I've had the same situation where maybe I'm talking to somebody at a party or whatever, and they ask, of course, what you do. And then you talk about it and they ask, hey, I need help with this. And sometimes people do have specific problems, which is great. Like, it's great to have these little things that we can pull out and say, hey, if you have problems with focus, why don't you try a Finisher's Fastlane or Focus Filter? Like these specific things, that is great. But a lot of times what we hear from people is, man, I'm just like, I'm not going as far as I feel like I should in my career, or I just feel like I'm underwater all the time. Like, I feel like I'm spinning my wheels, and it's more like generalized. People want to level up. People want to be better or make things better. And it's hard to tell them, hey, here, why don't you try your email, when it's a more holistic thing. So yeah, I think that's one of the things that I always liked about Asian Efficiency even before I joined the team is that kind of like laser focus on taking action. And I think we still have that for sure. But sometimes there could be a broader canvas that you can use to take that action with.
Yeah. And one of the things that kind of sparked this, part of it is this podcast, but also other things we'll be talking about a little bit later, is when someone comes to us for productivity advice or they want to be more productive, the only resources we really had was the blog and the podcast. However, as you know, as a podcast listener yourself, when you discover a new podcast, you don't want to go all the way back to the beginning to say, hey, let me go to the first episodes and start there. You just kind of start listening to maybe the last few episodes, or you kind of scroll back and look at, you know, the episodes that kind of resonate with you or the topics that interest you. And so we don't have like a great starting point or resource for people to kind of kick off their journey. So that's one problem that we're kind of facing. The other challenge that we saw was, okay, let's say you do get started. How do you end? Like, what's the whole point of all of this? Like, is this a perpetual thing? Is this a thing you're going to be committed to for the rest of your life? And that's what I meant when we talked about the intro, which was, you know, how do you know you've reached mastery of productivity? And what kind of kickstarted that thought was, I got a text recently from one of our clients. His name is Scott. And he's been featured on our website a few times. So you might have heard this name before, but I got a text from him, and I won't read the whole text, and we can put the text screenshot here in the show notes as well. But he basically said, hey, thank you so much for everything you've done with AE. I don't really follow Asian Efficiency anymore because simply since 2019, I've been in the top three in my company year after year. And so I kind of got everything I needed and kind of moved on. And I just wanted to say thank you for allowing me to be in this space. And then I wrote him back saying, hey, thank you so much. Like, that's really great to hear. But the bigger takeaway for me was like, this is like the perfect testimony of a successful client, like someone who came to us, started from the very beginning, because this person, Scott, has been with us since almost like day one. And then he eventually got what he wanted and needed and then moved on to other parts of his life, right? And that to me is like the ultimate success journey. And so it kind of made me think, what is the destination? What is the endpoint of all of this? Because as someone like you and I, Brooks, we're so into the weeds every day, like to this day, I'm still optimizing my morning routine. I'm still figuring out, like, how can I prioritize better? How can I focus better? How can I make sure that I'm procrastinating less? Like, part of it is like, you know, mastering your craft, right? But not everybody wants to do that. Some people just want to get in, get the stuff that they need, and then move on to other things in their life, right? And so I found it very difficult to be able to answer the question of how do you know when you've reached mastery of productivity? Because once you do, you can kind of move on to do other things. And so when I saw Scott's text message, I really started thinking about, like, what is it then? And so I started to think about, okay, if I look at all the top 5% of our clients, what do they all have in common? What do they all share? And I started to just list on a piece of paper here at my place all the common traits that they had. And so I started to write down, like, oh, okay, if I had to design an ideal client success story, they would do a weekly review. They would sleep really well. They would have a to-do list. They would do X, Y, and Z, right? And I started to list all these different things, and eventually I came up with like about 40 of them or so. And then I said, okay, this is pretty excessive. And then I started to kind of like talk to you about this, Brooks. And we kind of started dwindling it down a little bit, and we had a little bit of a kind of like internal debate and say, hey, what actually is the 80-20 and what matters most? Do you remember that discussion?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a fine line, right? Because what counts as a step? How narrow do you want to get? And I think especially when you go and, well, this is the conversation we had with the 40, right? Is when you have a bunch of things that you think people can do, you start realizing that a lot of them are kind of similar and can be grouped together or accomplish the same thing. So yeah, it definitely was a process to get it to where we ended up. But I think by doing that, we distilled it down to these are the things that are really, really powerful. Other things are fine, but these are like the thing. So yeah, it was definitely a process.
Yeah, so eventually we got it down to 25 steps, and hence why our new like methodology moving forward is called 25X, or the 25X productivity system, because we believe that if you want to be a master of productivity, like you're in the top, let's say 5% of everyone that studies and has learned about productivity, then you have to go through all 25 steps. And I won't list all of them here on the podcast, but we can link to a blog post and that sort of thing. But they're kind of like divided in three different areas. So if you've been following us for a while, you know that back in 2017, we introduced the T framework, which stands for time, energy, and attention. And if you've been listening to us for a while, you know that this is something we've talked about many times. So it's a great diagnostic tool to figure out, okay, what area of my life needs attention right now? Is it time? Is it energy? Is it attention? And they form the three pillars of productivity. And that hasn't changed at all. That's actually, in fact, moving forward in our productivity system as well. As part of 25X, we actually have it broken down in three categories: time, energy, and attention. However, back in 2017, even up until like last year, we didn't have like a good concrete path and starting point and destination or an endpoint for people to say, okay, if time is your main struggle, start here. Or if energy is your main struggle, start here. Or if you're dealing with attention issues, start here and this is where you're going to end. There was never a good starting point, and there was no destination or endpoint either. And so we would basically give people like a list of best practices. And if people would dive deeper, even if they had a chance to talk to us, we would say, oh, you know, let's dive deeper here. Like, what are you specifically dealing with? Because one of the things we've learned is that everyone is unique. Everyone has their own challenges. And so the challenge for us was then, as we were coming up with the 25X system, was like, how do we create a path that most people can follow? And if they do, they will get the results that they're looking for. And so that's how we came up with the 25 steps. So they're, again, broken down into three areas: time, energy, and attention. And so, for example, as part of time, one of the things that we believe that everyone should be able to do is daily planning and weekly planning. Like, you should be able to look forward and say, this is how I'm going to manage my time and use my time for today, tomorrow, later this week, and tomorrow, right? So daily planning, weekly planning is an important skill. And we've written down like the definition of success, or DOS, as we like to say. So for example, for daily planning, the definition of success would look something like, you have a daily plan to execute on your goal and make progress. And so when we look at, for example, energy, there's a lot of other things now where we can say, okay, as part of energy, one of the things we recommend is that you have a shutdown ritual. So being able to master 90 minutes before you go to bed. And so the reason for that is, if you can have a shutdown ritual, that means that you'll tend to sleep better. And if you sleep better, your quality of sleep goes up. You tend to feel more energetic. And typically that results in all these different byproducts that help your productivity. You procrastinate less. It's easier to focus. You last a little bit longer in terms of focus time. All these things are really beneficial for your productivity, right? Another thing we've talked about, and this is kind of like our holistic way of productivity, is you need to have renewal rituals. And that's part of the energy category as well. A lot of people in our space don't talk about this sort of stuff. They talk about, oh, you need to do step one, which is capturing, or you need to do a time tracking thing, or do X, Y, and Z. But we also learned that if you don't have any energy, it's hard to focus and be productive. So that's why renewal and having renewal rituals is so important. So every day, week, month, and quarter is planned for when you're taking time off and focus on rejuvenation, right? And so these are some of the things we talk about in energy. And then when it comes to attention, there's lots of other steps and skills and habits that we have in there. One of them is thinking time, which is an advanced concept we've talked about, is being able to step away from your day-to-day, from your work or your business, and having time to zoom out and strategize about what you want to do next. And so one of the habits that we recommend that everyone has is you have at least 30 minutes every single week of thinking time with a question already prepared for it. And if you have that, then you can kind of zoom out and say, okay, where do I want to go? Or in GTD, they might call this like 50,000 feet thinking, right? But in GTD, they talk about it from a philosophical point of view and not so much of a strategical point of view. And so we said, hey, we actually need to turn this into a simple, actionable step. Like, you need to have 30 minutes every single week to think about this. So this is how some of the things we do now are different.
Yeah, it's funny. I always tell the story about how I specifically remember when we were sitting in a boardroom in Appleton, Wisconsin, of all places, and we were kind of like debating, like, nothing against Appleton, Wisconsin, by the way, it's super nice, but we're debating what makes somebody productive. And like you said, you know, we came up with the T framework, time, energy, and attention. I guess this is a podcast about us not doing things very well, but we came up with the T framework, and that's great. But like you kind of said, we didn't take it the next step. So, okay, you've identified that your problem is energy. Now what? You've identified that your problem is attention. Now what? And, you know, sure, get better sleep, be more focused, reduce distractions and stuff like that. But we didn't take it to the logical next step. So that's what this is all about. I was actually really afraid you were going to list out all 25 steps. And I thought, oh man, this is going to be the most boring podcast ever. So thank you for not doing that. But for our, like you said, we'll link to a blog post. And for our TPS Plus members, they'll be able to see our show notes. But the thing I like about this too is that you mentioned we have that definition of success. So we're not just talking about, hey, this is how you do your renewal ritual. It's like, the theory's good, but this is what you should do to accomplish this step of the 25 steps. So yeah, I think this is like the logical next step from the T framework, but it makes it a lot more doable for anyone really.
Yeah. So now when someone comes to us and they say, hey, I want to master productivity, I can now say, okay, follow all of these 25 steps. And if you do that, I can pretty much guarantee you that you've mastered productivity. Like, there's lots of other things besides that, but if you want the 80-20 of mastering productivity, like, this is all you need, right? And now I feel really confident going into a meeting or a client meeting and say, hey, if you want to master productivity, like, here are all the 25 steps you need. And so somebody that's listening right now might say, okay, that sounds good. Like, I want to look at all 25, but how long does this typically take? And I would say if you learn like 2 steps a week, so 25 steps in total, 2 steps a week, you can probably do it in 3 months. So I would say that's pretty challenging. I think for most people, mastering 1 step a month is probably the way to go. And that would take you on average about 2 years, right? So I think most people would be able to say, like, if I follow this and do 1 step a month, I can do it in 2 years. And that, I think, is very realistic, because when it comes to habit formation, learning a skill, it's one thing to be able to do it like 1 week and do it really well. But what about doing it consistently for a month, right? So for example, if you're learning about thinking time, now that's something that you can do once a week. And if you do it 1 week, great. But that doesn't mean that it's a habit right away. If you do it 4 weeks in a row, now we can talk about, okay, this is actually a habit now, probably 80% good to go. And now you can move on to the next thing. However, when you try to do 3 or 4 things at the same time in 1 month, it can be very challenging to keep up with that. And so I would say most people will probably take about 2 years. If you're a really fast learner and you'll be able to implement things, like 6 months, I think, is probably realistic for most people who are kind of like in that category.
What if someone's like, and again, you're not saying that it takes that long to go through this stuff. It's just like, if you want to really say that you're mastering it. But what if somebody is listening to this and they're like, hey, Tan, like, I don't have that kind of time. Like, I kind of like need help now. I don't even really worry about mastery right now. I just want to like solve my problems, like get my head above water, move on with my life. Are you saying somebody has to, they're not going to get anything out of this if they don't go for the full 6 months to 2 years? What do you say to people who are like, buddy, I just don't have that kind of time. I don't care about mastery. I just need help. What would you say to those people?
Yeah, that's a fair point. And that's something I thought about too. So it's kind of like, the best analogy I can give people is, you know, it's hard to commit to saying 2 years on something, right? Let alone like 1 year. But some people want to only focus on the basics or the fundamentals or the foundation or one particular area and then just move on. So for example, a lot of people in Austin, they just want to learn the basics of self-defense. They want to be able to defend themselves, you know, maybe like do one karate move or something, or put somebody to sleep, and that's all they need, right? They need that one trick that they can do. And then they feel confident about themselves and they can move on and navigate their life in their own way. But then there are some people who take the self-defense class and go, oh my gosh, like, this is so much fun. I actually want to learn other things now. I want to learn how to be able to fight or do X, Y, and Z. And then they go on to actually do like some sort of sport, right? Whether it's karate or taekwondo or MMA or Brazilian jiu-jitsu, like whatever that might be. And then they go on and go for the black belt. Like, some people want to go all the way there, which typically, from what I've heard, takes about 10 years to get a black belt. But some people, you know, just want to be able to get a blue or purple or something. And that's fine too. And that might take you like a year or two or so. Like, our 25X is more like, I would say black belt in 2 years. But for those who just want to get the basics or fundamentals down, we have also created, moving forward, a class that does, that only teaches the basics or the fundamentals of our 25X system. So instead of learning all 25, we're going to walk you through like about 5 to 7 steps, and that will be like the fundamentals. So now when someone comes to us and say, hey, I want to be more productive, where do I start? I'm not going to tell them like, oh, you got to commit to this for 2 years and off to the races you are. No, I would actually recommend them that, you know, our 25X program now has 2 programs. We have an introductory fundamental program and then an ongoing mastery program. And so the ongoing version of it will be what eventually the Productivity Academy will turn into. And then we have a new introductory program that can be done either live online, where we're going to start off for about 5 weeks. So every class will be about 5 weeks, and every week we're going to teach you a new skill. And then by the end of 5 weeks, you've completed the fundamental program. And then after that, if you want to decide to move on and go master the remaining steps of the 25X program, you can. But all the people just want to stop there and say, hey, I got the basics, I got the fundamentals in place, I'm good to go now. And that's great too, right? So later this year, the bigger vision then is to have them in person where you can learn the fundamentals in a 2-day workshop. So we will probably start them off doing them here in Austin, where people can show up for 2 days, get the fundamentals down. And it'll be a different experience because, one, we're in person, but also, two, we'll probably have more time for exercises. And you also get to meet other people as well, which is kind of great, and do other fun things. So yeah, we're going to be starting off with an online program that's 5 weeks, that's introductory. And then ongoing after that will be the Productivity Academy, where we're going to dive deeper and have live masterclasses every month on one of the 25 steps and so on.
So just to clarify, since you mentioned it, the Productivity Academy, what used to be called the Dojo. So if anyone's listened to podcasts and heard us mention the Dojo Productivity Academy, the same thing. That's not going away or being replaced by the 25X system. It's just going to be the kind of like continuation of the fundamental 25X program. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, exactly. And one of the challenges we've heard from other members is when they join, there's a lot of great information in there. There's like a wealth of courses, materials in there, but oftentimes people have a hard time deciding where to start. And so by having now a predictable path of like, hey, go from step 1 through 25, if you join the program, you'll kind of know where to start and also where you left off. And so it kind of solves a lot of problems and challenges that we've seen clients have. But also, even if you are an existing member now, we're still going to do everything we normally do, like have a live masterclass every single month, have additional office hours with us so you can come on live and ask questions. That goes for both new members and people who have been with us for a long time, plus other bonus material now, so that moving forward, you kind of have a predictable path. And so that you know, hey, if I reach all 25 steps, I can move on with my life and do other things. Or if you want to stick around, that's great too. But like I said earlier, the ultimate success story is if someone has mastered all 25 steps, ideally, we just want them to move on and do other things in their life. They don't have to be with us for the rest of their lives. Although I would, of course, be happy to have you with us for the rest of our lives. But I think what's realistic is a lot of people just want to move on and do other great things.
All right. So we mainly wanted this podcast to kind of talk about our thinking around these 25 productivity steps. Really excited to kind of get into that a little more. If somebody has questions about it or really any productivity questions, like anything's on the board, really, what should they do?
Well, we have the live Q&A coming up. So again, that is June 2nd on Thursday. So if you're listening to this right now and you're still early, then go sign up right now. Go to theproductivityshow.com/25x. And if you're listening to this after June 2nd, you can still go to that address and you can fill out your information and we'll send you the recording of it so you can see what we did there. We're going to answer questions, but also go over what's going on in our space and so on. And if you're interested in the 25x program, continue to listen to the podcast and go check out our blog, asianefficiency.com, as well for the latest and greatest.